This is weird and a little unnerving, but a lady named Laura Lamb walked into a Costco a few days ago, went over into the dessert area, and saw something that she's never seen before. And I don't know if you know much about Costco, but they don't do a big pre-promote on anything.
No, you just have to know. And the Costco insiders right now, I'm sorry, I am on all the feeds.
I'm in all the algorithms.
There's Costco insiders?
Oh, yeah.
It's like an underground world of...
They get thousands of views.
What?
They go in and they're like, you have to see, they have this now. And I'm like, oh my God, they have that, I have to go.
Yeah, because it'll just show up all of a sudden in a store one day, and then the next day it's gone. So what Laura saw, she did a TikTok on, and it's been viewed over 5 million times, is the newest dessert obsession, a 5-pound peanut butter chocolate cream pie.
Here's
a picture of it.
And it's just as big as their pumpkin pies. Like, it's the same,
huge ones that are UFOs.
Yeah, that are so good.
The pumpkin pies are $6.99, and apparently the pumpkin pies are actually bigger.
Oh, they are?
But the peanut butter chocolate pie
is heavier.
Is heavier and costs $19.99. And the whole internet is losing their minds over this because here's the description of it if you want to get a taste in your mouth. It's got a buttery graham cracker crust.
Graham cracker?
One layer of peanut butter mousse, one layer of chocolate mousse, with a final dusting of graham cracker crumbs around the edge. So it's fluffy, crumbly, and soft, and 5 pounds of it.
Give me all the mousses, the meeses.
Do you know what's scary? I think I could actually eat this in one sitting. It's not a challenge. It is not a challenge.
Get the camera ready.
Brooke needs an afternoon snack today. Get her 5-pound pie.
Oh my God.
The other issue Costco's running into is hundreds of people are now calling and emailing them every day trying to find out where these pies are, if they have any in stock. And all Costco says is it could take a couple weeks for it to be distributed around the country.
Right, because some Costcos have some things, other Costcos have other things.
One day, it could randomly be in a store that you're at. The next day, it will be totally gone, thanks to Brooke.
So during the
pandemic, her entire car is filled with 5-pound pies.
During the pandemic, we're hoarding toilet paper. Now we're out, we're hoarding chocolate peanut butter mousse pies.
I'm reselling 300 pounds of it on your
Go get that. Now let's get into your shot caller question of the day. Send it on over to Digital. Jake is going to give us a 5-pound graham-crusted trivia question.
Put it in my mouth, Jake.
We got a text into 78592 saying, hey, when you play that game Cap or No Cap, when it's Brooke's turn, are you sure everything's on the up and up?
What do you mean?
The texter goes on to say, they notice Brooke takes the longest to answer every single question. She pauses when she's not sure. And usually goes on some nonsensical rant about her childhood. All the while, she's holding her phone under the desk so her husband, Michael, has time to Google the answers and text them to her.
Is that what you're doing?
FaceTiming.
Michael, I love him very much, but he would never be my lifeline in a trivia game.
Well,
ever.
While company management has been alerted to this potential cheating scandal. In the meantime, we ask that Brooke plays with both her hands in the air and her eyes closed.
Can I wave them like they just don't care?
Please, cease from doing that. It's a new edition of Cap or No Cap.
Okay.
Starting with Brooke, her hands are in the air and her eyes are closed.
I gotta take my coat off.
She doesn't even have
cheating.
She doesn't have to close her eyes. She can't see that well anyway.
Her coat is full of secrets. Brooke.
Yes.
There were exactly 8 people stranded on Gilligan's Island. Cap or no cap?
Oh, God.
Are
you gonna sing the tune?
Oh, there's Marianne and Skipper. One married couple, 2 single ladies.
The Skipper, too.
Is it only?
The millionaire and his wife. I remember that when I was a kid.
I feel like it was 6. True. I'm gonna go Cap.
Brooke says Cap. And that's Cap.
There
were 7 people.
Oh, 7.
Gilligan, the Skipper, Ginger, Marianne, the 2 Howells, and the Professor.
The
Professor,
Rich, snooty.
Shout out to Brooke's husband for texting her the answer.
Michael loves Gilligan's Island.
Doesn't even know what it is. I'm not even exaggerating.
We're sticking with a water theme
to watch that.
For Jose.
Okay.
Starfish do not have blood. Cap or no cap?
Ooh, interesting.
Whoa.
Well, when you see a live, like, healthy starfish, they're, like, plump and they have color. And then when you see them, you know, all dried up on the ocean, they're not.
Follow this thought.
I always assumed that there was blood and life. Don't you to make them plump.
This is a dumb thing, but isn't there blood in, of some sort in every living thing? Or am I wrong? I mean, not plants, but animals.
In SpongeBob, I've never seen Patrick bleed before.
So. Oh, that's a pretty big wound, SpongeBob.
I think that one's pretty accurate.
What would it be? Like seawater circulating through them?
I don't know. I don't have time to figure it out. I'm going to say cap.
Jose said cap. And it's no cap.
Oh. Really? What do they have in there?
Brooke's exactly right. They use seawater to circulate nutrients.
Oh, okay. Well, they're plus with something.
Man, her husband is texting her all the answers. Tell him to stop.
Let's do Jeffrey next.
Okay.
Jeff, no birds can fly backwards. Cap or no cap?
Yeah, I already know this one. Mm-hmm. Hummingbirds can fly backwards.
Oh, no,
there it is, Jeff.
I wouldn't be too quick to say that.
Yeah, he's right.
That's true.
He's right.
So that's cap.
No? Jeff says cap. That's cap.
Wow.
Exactly right. A hummingbird can fly backwards.
Yeah. I thought that was a myth.
Over for Alexis. There's at least one McDonald's on every continent on Earth. Cap or no cap?
Ooh. I don't know. Huh?
How many continents are there,
Alexis? Yeah, see, I was hoping no one would ask that. I feel like there's McDonald's. I think there's even one in, like, Antarctica or something.
Is there?
I'm pretty sure. Like, I think
they're. I think you may be right.
Everywhere. So I'm going to say.
Do you think they sell blizzards in Antarctica?
Well, that would be Dairy Queen. Get it straight.
Make an exception.
Yeah. A McFlurry.
Okay, I'm going to say that's a no cap.
Alexa says no cap. And that's cap.
Oh.
There are no McDonald's in Antarctica.
Oh, okay. That's the one there's not.
There is a station there. I mean, I figured.
I'm trying to get some chicken nuggets, but there's 14 penguins in line ahead of me.
Moving on to the next round, we're back to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, hot water freezes faster than cold water. Cap or no cap?
That is cap.
Brooke says cap, and it's no cap.
Oh, really?
Dang it.
Molecules are in motion are likely to stay in motion, so warm water freezes quicker. That means, Jeffrey, you didn't get any wrong today.
Hey.
You get to pick who gets shocked.
Good job, Jeff.
Ooh. All right. Well, for not knowing the McDonald's trivia, I think Alexis deserves to take a shock today.
I mean,
I'm still
does
not
love
understanding
it.
The molecules. I need to look that up.
And while Alexis gets shocked, she's going to be singing Closer by the Chainsmokers.
So, baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder.
That's your shock collar question of the day. We got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.